We're talking with Dean Tom Kuhn from Oklahoma's Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources. And Dean, let's talk a little bit about this this facility, latest one that we've been able to open up and celebrate here with, for the Division of Agriculture. Really very, I know, going to be tremendously helpful for our wheat industry.
It really is, Ron, and thanks so much for being here today. One of the things I like about it is that it really reflects where the university is going. It's not about what we've done. Certainly, we've got tremendous accomplishments, and our wheat improvement team is the best in the country by far in terms of what they've put out. But what it represents is the university looking at itself as an engine, a driver of economic development, in this case with respect to the genetics of wheat in particular, but peanuts and other crops as well, and using that technology to help create opportunities for Oklahomans to be more successful in their farming operations. And then it pays all the way through the supply chain to the millers, the bakers, and the consumers ultimately get the benefit of this. So it really shows us trying to be more entrepreneurial, if you will, in trying to get products that we're developing that can help transform Oklahoma.
I know that you've been working with a lot of different people trying to come up with those new facilities as needed and that are needed for the Division of Ag and for agriculture in the state.
They are nationwide. We did a study 2 years ago that showed there's a tremendous backlog of facility improvements and new facilities needed for ag research across the country in public universities. We're not alone in that, but we certainly see that as one of our key challenges for being successful in the future. And just as I talk about the wheat improvement team being a driver of economic development, a lot of our other programs can be just as much. Our livestock programs and our horticultural programs, all of these can be real drivers of economic development. And so facilities are important. They help us be 21st century, but the mission is the same. And this just helps us accomplish that mission even more effectively.
I know it's a combination of good facilities and good people.
Absolutely. We'd be nowhere. There's no way we would be able to build this building today if not for the leadership of Dr. Brett Carver as our wheat breeder and the team of 12 or 13 colleagues, the entomologists and the geneticists and the market specialists and all of those that are part of that team in trying to identify where are the sweet spots of opportunity for Oklahoma wheat growers.